says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive.
These are your country boys surviving all over the U.S., and you country girls out there surviving with us here in the middle of the Trump phenomenon. We've got William in Montana and Bruce in Texas hanging on, but I want to address Eddie in Ohio. Eddie, you, sir, are right. I did a little research during the break, and indeed, the last time Republicans controlled the House, the Senate, and the presidency was indeed the presidency of the idiot George Walker Bush, Bush Jr., as we refer to him, and the man who wouldn't vote for Donald Trump. Oh, my gosh. In 2003, from 2003, Eddie, you're right, from 2003 to 2005, the Republican majority in the House was 227 to 205. And in the Senate, it was 51 to 48. Slightly improved in the 2004 election, so that from 2005 to 2007, the Republican majority in the House was 230 to 202, and the Senate preponderance was 55 to 44. Donald Trump, as of today, with four seats yet undecided, he has a better majority in the House than the idiot Bush had, 238 Republicans to 193 Democrats. And in the Senate, with the election of John Kennedy yesterday in Louisiana, his majority is 52 to 48. And Bernie Sanders isn't calling himself an independent anymore. I don't know. 52 to 48, that's 100. So there you go. Thank you. And by the way, the article, the origin of that misunderstanding was our dearly beloved Ann Coulter. She had put out a tweet saying, by the way, this makes a point, George. Ann Coulter tweeted that the last time the Republicans controlled House, Senate, and presidency was 1928. And it went totally viral. It went to millions of people. It didn't have to go viral. It went to millions of people. So Ann Coulter's honest mistake, her erroneous statement, became a fact, or became talked about all over the world instantaneously. I love that. And Ann Coulter loves that. And so there we have the correction. Now, let's go back to the article we were reading. Let me find it here. Our irrevocable dispossession is where we left off. GOP failure. We get a chance here to talk about George W. Bush a little bit. This is Michael Hill writing in the Free Magnolia, the League of the South. The one political vehicle available from 1964 to 2016 was the Republican Party. And what an undependable jalopy it turned out to be. The GOP served only to siphon off legitimate white anger and concern and use it to aid the leftist agenda by providing the appearance of opposition. Ronald Reagan, for instance. Someone was right when he said that Northern conservatism actually conserves nothing. All of the above is why the left is in seeming disarray. Given the victory of an outspoken outsider, elected not by their minions, but by the generally silent majority in flyover country, the left recognizes that an entire century's march through Western institutions is potentially in peril. Ooh, I love that. As Southern nationalists, the League of the South did not endorse a candidate in the election. However, some of our members privately supported Trump because, from all appearances, He has many of the same enemies and supports some of the same things that we do. For example, a halt to third world immigration and an end to political correctness. I'm going to skip a little bit more. So he asks, will a conservative, and I don't think that's the right word to apply to Donald Trump. I don't think he himself even thinks of himself as a conservative. So will a conservative, in quotes, Trump, maybe Michael Hill's being ironic, Trump presidency correct the decline of white America? That, of course, is, in all caps, the question. The left, in all its forms, especially the elite media, has shown its hand. They are playing for keeps. Just how much energy will the whites who voted for Trump be willing to expend to block the left's agenda and turn it back once and for all? Time will tell. And then he says, and I fully respect this, time will tell. However, based on past experiences, Reagan, the contract with America, the Tea Party, etc., color me skeptical. He says, we Southern nationalists, therefore, will keep on doing what we've been doing now for over two decades, fighting for a free and independent South, in which we won't have to worry about electing a political savior to redeem our civilization. He says, Donald Trump's term in office indeed may buy us and the rest of white America a reprieve, and that may be a blessing from God, but no more than that. So we in the League of the South will soldier on toward independence. We invite you to join us. Very good article from Michael Hill's League of the South, an organization that the American Freedom Party really admires. Let's go to some callers. Let's go to William in the great state of Montana. William, you're on the air.
Good afternoon, George and James.
Yes, it is wonderful here.
I've been really amused watching all the D.C. Democrats and Republican swamp dwellers, you know, madly twittering away at every one of Trump's moves. It's obvious that they're all definitely running scared because things are changing so rapidly.
Let me ask you, William, have you seen that white-faced shock diagnosis look that I've seen on their faces on TV?
Well, I've come up with a great analogy that explains all of these phenomena. I mean, it explains David Axelrod, Ari Fletcher, the CIA. It really explains it. And it's like, you know, when you wake up on a beautiful morning and you're going shopping, and the sun is shining, the birds are singing, and you go off, and you even find parking right in front of the shopping center, and you're getting out of the car, and you're just about ready to lock your car door, when you hear behind you this vicious dog smashing against the window behind you. And it scares you out of your wits, and you turn expecting to see a 165-pound black-haired German Shepherd, mouth full of fangs dripping, lunging for your neck. But instead, you see a mini obnoxious lapdog. You know, one of those disgusting ones with the tiny eyes that are all bugging out, and he's slobbering all over the window and scratching at the window. And you know that if you could magically make that window disappear, this mangy mutt wouldn't leap out at you, but it would run across to the other side, peeing all over the upholstery, because it's scared out of its mind. And
yes,
that's
they
what
are.
The swamp dwellers yeah. in D.C. Yeah. are. That's what the CIA people are. You know, they're scared. They know that things are going to be changing rapidly.
Well,
but they're little lapdogs. They're scared lapdogs.
Yeah, William, pause on that thought. You said two key words. They will be changing rapidly, and you mentioned some people in the CIA. In his interview with Chris Wallace, aired today, Chris Wallace, they're playing the Russia card, okay? You know, bad.
I heard that whole ridiculous thing.
Putin, bad. Russia, bad.
They threw the election for Donald Trump, those mean old Russians.
And then Chris Wallace says, well, the CIA says that the the Russians interfered with the election. I want to get Donald Trump's reaction here. Let me see if I can find that. I've got the quote right here. If I can't find it live, I'll give you the quote. But let me see if I can find it here. He opened with this. This is the opening shot in his interview with Chris Wallace this morning. Let's listen. Stay there, William. We'll stick with you. But I want to kind of underline your point.
Washington Post, the CIA has concluded that Russia intervened in the election to help you win the presidency. Your reaction?
I think it's ridiculous. I think it's just another excuse. I don't believe it. I don't know why. And I think it's just, they talked about all sorts of things. Every week it's another excuse. We had a massive landslide victory, as you know, in the Electoral College. I guess the final numbers are now at 306, and she's, down to a very low number. No, I don't believe that at all.
You say you don't know why. Do you think that the CIA is trying to overturn the results of the election or somehow to weaken you in office?
Well, if you look at the story and you take a look at what they said, there's great confusion. Nobody really knows. And hacking is very interesting. Once they hack, if you don't catch them in the act, you're not going to catch them. They have no idea if it's Russia or China or somebody. It could be somebody sitting in a bed someplace. I mean, they have no idea.
So why would the CIA put out the story that the Russians wanted you to
win? I'm not sure they put it out. I think the Democrats are putting it out because they suffered one of the greatest defeats in the history of politics in this country. And frankly, I think they're putting it out, and it's ridiculous. We ought to get back to making America great again, which is what we're going to do. And we've already started the process.
You've said repeatedly you don't believe the intelligence community's analysis that the Russians were involved.
Take a look. They're not sure. They're fighting among themselves. They're not sure.
But the question is, these are the folks you're going to have to rely on.
Sure.
To know what's going on in the world.
Of course, they've made changes, at the top. I mean, we're going to have different people coming in because we have our people, they have their people, and I have great respect for them.
But bingo. I hope I didn't cut into that, folks. Did you hear what Donald Trump just said?
Yes. I love it. He said, I'm going to fire the intelligence community.
These people in the CIA, these particular people that are just like all the other DNC plants that were found on the New York Times and the Washington Post, it's just a giant network. I'm going to fire their sorry asses and replace them with patriots. And, I love the way folks, we've never heard such a thing. First of all, a president that would take on, not the whole CIA, of course, there are great people in the CIA, and then there are some turkeys in there. Obama's been putting turkeys in there for 8 years. So you got to clean the turkeys out.
James.
Yeah, go ahead.
There's another thing. We have America has short memories. Remember when Cheney went in and basically destroyed the CIA because they wouldn't give him what he wanted? And he basically went in and got rid of a lot of people. I met one guy personally that worked there as a senior analyst for 26 years, and he was given the boot by Cheney because Cheney was coming over every day saying, I don't like the reports you're giving me.
So is this the weapons
Cheney
of
went
mass
in
destruction?
And yeah. Completely destroyed the CIA. So there are a lot of people in the CIA that want that rectified. And that's what this whole thing, the people who are putting out this report, and I read a good part of the report, and nowhere does it say that, they went in and hacked the voting machines or anything like that. They just said that they had a lot of interest in making sure that Donald Trump got in there. And, I mean, that's obvious because would you want the mad woman Hillary, with her finger on the button? No. But it didn't say that, the election was thrown and Hillary was way far ahead and the Russians threw it. It didn't say anything like that. But there's a real war going on in the CIA, and this faction – that put out some of this stuff, and if you actually read it, it's actually pretty innocuous. Damning.
William, just so you can hear, I don't want to paraphrase Donald Trump. Listen to the exact words he used, where he says, they have their people, we have our people, and we're going to replace them.
Yeah.
I'll go back here. Maybe I'll get it at the right spot here. Let's listen.
You've said repeatedly you don't believe the intelligence community's analysis that the Russians were involved.
You take a look. They're not sure. They're fighting among themselves. They're not sure.
Yep. But the question is, these are the folks you're going to have to rely on to know what's going on in the world.
Of course, they've made changes, you know, at the top. I mean, we're going to have different people coming in because we have our people. They have their people. And I have great respect for them.
I mean, that's also obvious.
You know? Yeah, but I mean, no, we've never had anybody at the top who's that sharp and that bold, and he can just stare them down and say, so, you know, there, those guys at the, those guys who have been trying to deep six Donald Trump in the CIA, you know, they're putting their resumes around.
You know, if I could, I you know, going back, you know, to the discussion that we were having on Friday with Ralph Waldo Emerson and that incredible quote that was used in the Buchanan article, the whole story behind that is very apropos to what we're discussing about, you know, today, because one of the things, you know, the guy that it was written to, you know, was a Unitarian minister. And he was trying to get Emerson to throw his, you know, considerable voice behind the abolitionist. And that whole poem is a, you know, a response by, you know, Emerson saying, you know, it sounds good. You know, like I am very grieving over the evil that has befallen our country. But if you think that you can climb on a horse, you know, climb on the abolitionist and ride down and right wrong, you've got another thing coming, you know, another thought coming, because there's already something about that horse. There's already something in the saddle, and it is riding. You think you're going to climb on that saddle and ride to victory, but you have to understand that there are already things in that saddle that are riding mankind. And that's what our all these agencies that Trump is going to rearrange has to be rearranged because they're not working. Just like George, you know, has pointed out many, many times, why do we have all of these departments? You know, and I think Trump is going to streamline things, and he's also going to show that we've got to resaddle the horse, you know, because it's not going to work the way it's been working. So it's not just, you know, like, you know, changing a few people at the top. We have to change how the whole thing works. And Trump is one of the only people that I've ever seen that has the willpower and the experience and the desire to do just that.
Yeah, yeah. The phrase, folks, was things are in the saddle and ride mankind by Ralph Waldo Emerson. It's an ode to William Henry Channing. Not William Ellery, William Henry, the nephew. And, well, very astute observation there, William. And, yes, it's and of course, what Pat Buchanan is talking about is this is a Trump revolution. Yep. This is a remaking from top to bottom of what we are, what we're doing here in America. So, I mean, of the government, it's a complete clean out of the media. But, see, that's why I say we're going to have a war. It's going to be a continuous nonstop war with these media outlets. And I think, as Trump said in some of his primary campaign speeches, he said, we can't fix these people. We have to replace them.
Mm-hmm.
So, folks, that's what you, that's our function here, your function out there and ours here on this show. We have to replace. What was that? The three R's we came up with, George. It was reveal the perfidy of our media, then reject it, and then replace it. Those are the three R's, and that's what we'll be doing here. We'll be revealing you, Chris Wallace. We will be rejecting you and replacing you.
Thanks a lot,
William. Thank you, William. We'll be back with Bruce. Thank you, Bruce, in Texas after this break.
You, your husband, your wife, your children? We all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Only a fool would go to a plumber for brain surgery. But otherwise intelligent people use internet searches to find such gems as Lee Harvey Oswald killed JFK with 3 shots from the rear and 1 shot from the front. They get similar financial guidance when they are investigating cryptocurrencies. RBN listeners know that American currency has not been lawful money for nearly 50 years, since the thieves at the Fed stole the silver out of the coins and began reneging on redeemable notes in 1968. Now that the dollar has just about inflated totally away and banks want reverse interest to keep your books, the high-tech world has brought you an alternative. What if you could buy, sell, and trade with fellow business people from your home with zero bank fees? If you believe banking tyranny must end, then join the digital currency movement now. Call investigative journalist Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We're back. You're tuned into the American Freedom Party Report, folks. I'm James Kelso. With me is George in Maryland. And we're going to take a call here from Bruce in Texas in just a moment. Let me touch upon another story. I mentioned that the three R's, the new three R's, you know, you studied, depending on when you went to school, you studied reading, writing, and arithmetic. That's what George and I got. And our new three R's are actually start with the letter R, and they are reveal the perfidious media, reject these clowns, and replace them. And there was a website called Mediaite. I don't know how seriously to take this website, but it's a big website. Mediaite gave their rankings of the top 10 media people, and they, you know, these are left wingers, I presume. So number one, can you believe this? They listed these people as the most influential media people in the world. Well, I guess these are all Americans, so in the United States, I'll correct myself, in the United States. So to their thinking, to their fevered, delusional thinking, the number one media personality is Jeff Zucker. How many of you even know who Jeff Zucker is or have ever even heard of him. Jeff Zucker? He's the go-to guy? Well, in terms of his power in the left, yes, he's for them, yes. But for America, for Americans, I don't think so. He's the president of CNN. And as if you recall from your scores of Trump rallies, CNN sucks. And Donald Trump said this to Jeff Zucker, face to face.
And Jeff Zucker even pales to Ted Turner when he used to run that. At least CNN in the early days was innovative. Now it's CNN sucks.
Yeah. Now guess who the number two, and again, this is what the media has been doing to us for years, folks. They've been telling us what to think, putting out ridiculous propositions and pretending that they're normal or that they make sense. And they've been, they've been making fools of us. As if we're in, Lewis Carroll's Through the Looking Glass. And the who's number two in America? Are you ready for this?
I'm afraid to ask, but please tell me.
45-year-old Miss Botox herself. Now, I'm not even going to tell you what her name is. I'm going to let you guys out there guess. But I read an interesting report from a plastic surgeon who said, I can see it clearly. She's doing a good job of it, but she's definitely getting lots of Botox injections in her face, which is why she can't move the muscles in her face. And they also showed a high school picture of her, and she doesn't look anything like what she looks like today. So she's had a bunch of
bracing for shock here, James.
Yes. It is. It's the woman who couldn't get along with Donald Trump, Megyn Kelly. She's the number two giant figure in American media. Huh? I mean, folks. I mean,
really?
Another. Yeah, just like Jeff Zucker, a nobody. Okay, now number three, most influential. They just list the editor of the New York Times. They just list the New York Times, most influential. But now, here's some good news. They finally get to somebody who actually is influential and actually is important to us. Number four, and by the way, number four, I got this off of his website. He objects to this, of course. He's not number four. Matt Drudge. He's not number four. He's certainly not below Jeff Zucker, Megyn Kelly, or the New York Times. And get this. Just to let you know how good, our replacing this media that we revealed and rejected, how far along are we? In October, Matt Drudge reports he had 1.7, he doesn't report it, an impartial media ratings company reports 1.7 billion page views on drudgereport.com. Nice. The New York Times be green with envy to get 1.7 billion page views. And then another nice touch here, number five, Sean Hannity. I like that. And he's been a Trump man since the get-go. Got a little break here. I kept you waiting, Bruce. You're up right after this break, followed by Laura in Texas. Both of you in Texas. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to aroutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Only a fool would go to a plumber for brain surgery. But otherwise intelligent people use internet searches to find such gems as Lee Harvey Oswald killed JFK with 3 shots from the rear and 1 shot from the front. They get similar financial guidance when they are investigating cryptocurrencies. RBN listeners know that American currency has not been lawful money for nearly 50 years, since the thieves at the Fed stole the silver out of the coins and began reneging on redeemable notes in 1968. Now that the dollar has just about inflated totally away and banks want reverse interest to keep your books, the high-tech world has brought you an alternative. What if you could buy, sell, and trade with fellow business people from your home with zero bank fees? If you believe banking tyranny must end, then join the digital currency movement now. Call investigative journalist Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Why don't we liberate these United States? We're the ones who need it worst. Let the rest of the world help us for change, and let's rebuild America first. Our highways and bridges are falling apart. Who's blessed and who has been cursed? There's things to be done all over the world, but let's rebuild America first.
Welcome back to the show, folks. You're listening to the American Freedom Party Report. We're about to hear from Bruce in Texas and Laura in Texas. In fact, let's go there right now. Bruce, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Hello, James and George. Good afternoon.
Thank you for calling.
All right. You know, I'm maybe continuing you on that last caller's thread on Trump and the CIA's report. But I wouldn't characterize the CIA in such terms that it's maybe just a barking little lapdog. They've got tremendous ability to neutralize political targets and to overthrow governments and just create instability and havoc and have the media cover for them. And so I would keep my guard up if I was Donald Trump.
Yeah, well, you know, I don't know how many personnel the CIA has, but it's probably a very large number, like the NSA, very large number.
Oh, yeah. And it's a multi-layered organization for sure, and there's lots of compartmentalization involved, you know, that separates the activities from the rank and file, you know, the more nefarious activities.
Well, as we saw with the FBI, which is, I think, a much smaller organization, surprisingly small, I think, from what I've read about it, very, very overworked. I mean, one of the jobs the FBI has to do is to track Chinese espionage in the United States. Oh man, they don't they don't have the personnel to be able to do that. But anyway, the you know, we saw within the FBI that the you know, the true blue Americans in the FBI, they were standing up against James Comey, and that was a real battle there in the FBI. So I think the same
story. That's pretty inspirational. I agree with that.
Very. And I think in all of it, actually, this applies to why speak about intelligence agencies and enforcement agencies. I think this is true in all of the agencies. I think it's true in our schools. Maybe the only place it wouldn't be true would be in universities, where I don't think there are any good people left. But
No, they cut out the centers right away in university. Those are institutions of thought control. Glad I haven't wasted a dime of my money. I'm getting a diseducation there in modern day universities. It's terrible.
Yeah. Now imagine, by the way, imagine the changes that Donald Trump, you know, 8 years is a long time, so you can get some institutional changes. Watch how, or let's all enjoy Donald Trump's effect on hiring in universities and faculties and what's talked about and what is, you know, the political correctness atmosphere on college campuses. 8 years is enough time for somebody right now, if you're listening to this show and you're in high school, you can go through your entire, even go through graduate school during the Trump years, and Donald Trump is going to be giving you the kind of cover, the kind of what did somebody say? One of the military men talking about him said Donald Trump is taking point. He's taking point.
Yeah,
exactly. So for you folks heading into college, he's taking point for you. You don't have to put up with the hogwash that you were, you know, that was designed for you before Trump. But go ahead. I'm interrupting you, Bruce. Go ahead.
No. You're doing good. I don't have much time here. I need to get going pretty soon. But I'm former military, and I walked point with a rifle, and I also jumped out of airplanes and did other stuff, like into the water, stuff like that. That's all I say about my military service, because I'm not here to promote myself. But I was also a paramedic on the day of 9/11. And in fact, one of our agencies had one of their ambulances crushed by the debris, and I had some people hurt.
And so you were in New York City?
No, I wasn't in New York City, but the agency I worked for had a branch in New York City that responded, the private ambulance service, the American Medical Response. And if you look at, there's a frame that I found in the videos that released due to the FOIA release, of, I think it was 2006, and you can see their AMR ambulance crushed under debris.
Wow!
And so that entire episode has always, bothered me. And I'm not sure Donald Trump's going to go after that specifically, but the people that are responsible, I believe we've never laid a hair in their head.
Oh, and Bruce, this is one of the, you know, there's so many exciting things about the Trump presidency. I've been a 9/11 truther since very, very early on, and I've followed things like ae911truth.org, the website, and the work of people like Patriot Richard Gage, who have – they did not buy the official 9/11 report. And I'll tell you, Donald Trump, I can't imagine a man more qualified to understand, to perceive, to realize that the collapse of World Trade Center 7 – I forgot the exact number of stories, but – Donald Trump
47
who built
stories.
How many? 47?
47 stories. 47.
Yeah, that rings a bell. 47. I've stood right next to that building, and and its replacement. And that's a big building, folks. It's not big next to Donald Trump's 98-story Trump Tower in Chicago. It's half the size, but that's a huge building. And Donald Trump knows the scale of steel that's inside of those buildings. And he knows that it is impossible, folks. Every engineer and every architect, mark this website, ae911truth.org. And AE stands for Architects and Engineers. Something like 1,500 licensed, practicing architects and engineers. Not all of them practicing, but all of them licensed. They have stated, testified, signed a petition stating that such things as the collapse of World Trade Center 7 by itself, without having been struck by anything, it's impossible. It's not improbable, unlikely. It is utterly impossible.
Without pre-planned explosives of a kind, there's only a very narrow range of material or explosives that we have available, that are available, that can do such a thing. And
Donald Trump,
there was a huge fist fight between the New York Fire Department and the New York Police Department that wasn't reported on major media. I believe the only report came out on something called the Gotham Gazette, the local paper there in New York, whereas a bunch of New York firefighters are just totally angered that they lost their brothers, while NYPD only lost one because they had pre-knowledge of the collapse.
No. But, I'll tell you about the great firefighters in New York. I was at an Alex Jones rally. I was one of the, one of the folks there bullhorning and yelling. We were there for 4 days in downtown Manhattan. Richard Gage at Webster Hall on the Lower East Side. We rented that. I shouldn't say we. Alex did. And gave a great presentation. But we marched up and down the streets of New York, especially in the Lower Manhattan. And we went by the fire stations right around the World Trade Center. And we went one fire station. We stood outside. There were, I don't know, maybe more than 100 of us. It's been a while. It's like around 2008 that I was there with Alex Jones. And we were yelling, 9-11, 9-1-1 was an inside job. 9-1-1 was an inside job. And the firemen came out. Firemen came out of they opened their doors, and they had on their wall there, all around the station, they had the plaques of their brothers who had died in the crushing as they came down in those towers 1 and 2. And there were tears in their eyes as we were, chanting that 9-11 was an inside job. And, of course, what's meant by that is just what you're saying, Bruce. It wasn't just two airplanes there. There was something else going on. Donald Trump's the man who is going to find that out. He's got the... He's got the right stuff to order an
investigation. If he goes forward, if he gets in the way of the takeover of Syria, the breakup of Syria, which is actually an extension of the 9/11 plan, is to get the U.S. and go to war in the Middle East and to take down these sovereign governments and to make them ineffective.
All sketched out in the Project for a New American Century, authored by charming people like Bill Kristol.
Who's going to be on 60 Minutes tonight on a puff piece. I'm sure that's no
accident. The Project for a New American Century to stage another Pearl Harbor to get the American people blindly in a rage, in a fury, to strike out in a false flag, not a false flag at Pearl Harbor, but there certainly was deception at false flag. We talked about Husband Kimmel, my cousin, a little in another show. But to get the American people to strike out at the wrong target and to think it was some Saudi Arabians in a couple of jets that hurtled into the towers and into the Pentagon, and then there was another jet headed for the White House. Well, one thinks.
It's a big deal for a lot of people to swallow, but we need we need to start coming clean on that. But if I used to game plan, you know, or kind of like game theory in my mind, you know, if I was president, what would I do to insulate myself from the CIA? And one thing I came up with is just rely more on the Defense Intelligence Agency and to put high military men in positions of high power in the cabinet. And it seems like Donald Trump has done exactly that.
Yes, exactly, exactly. Putting many can rely upon proven patriots, and not, you know, that's exactly
right.
What he's doing.
And people, yeah, I want to see a John F. Kennedy happen to Donald Trump, that's for sure. He's got to make sure he's got his bases covered.
Yeah. Well, Bruce, thank you very much. And let's go to your compatriot there in Texas.
I appreciate it.
Thank you. Laura in Texas, are you still with us?
It's in Michigan, Laura.
Oh, Laura, Michigan. Okay. Well, hey, thank you for...
Yeah. I had to laugh because the corporate news, that's mantra. You know, only reason Donald Trump won is because of the Russian hacking. And they said, and disapprove of respected senators Lindsey Graham and John McCain agree. I guess they've got the memo that they're not really respected.
Oh, Laura. I'm going to let you have the microphone, but... You are so right there. I'm going in my notes here for today's show. Oh, yes, John McCain and that clown in South Carolina, Lindsey Graham. Get this. Do I have it here? Oh, I thought I had it right in front of me. But anyway, John McCain, he stuck his foot in his mouth. Oh, I got to find it. Here it is, right here. He says... Well, there's a connection here, folks, to Donald Trump is putting, he's thinking about Rex Tillerson, the CEO and chairman of Exxon, who's set to retire next year, and who is said to have already given notice to his fellows at Exxon. So the leaks are coming out that it might be Rex Tillerson who's going to be announced this week. But John McCain has rained on that parade, and so is Lindsey Graham. And both of them saying bad things about Rex Tillerson. And Laura, the connection here, this is with the Russians, is that Rex Tillerson has done magnificent big business deals all over the world, which hugely qualifies him for Secretary of State. But most importantly, he has done big business deals with Russia. And he has a great relationship with the Russian leadership, and they trust him. Perfect for Secretary of State for a President Donald Trump who wants peace with Russia. The perfect man to do this. And John McCain, though, doesn't like it. And he said, McCain said, Tillerson is too close to Russia. What? Okay. I mean, John McCain, what's going on in his head? Lindsey Graham said that the prospect of Rex Tillerson as Secretary of State is unnerving. And that's a word, that is an adjective that was repeated by Chris Wallace in his interview. It was by, who's that other clown that was doing an interview with Reince Priebus this weekend? Chuck Todd. He said, this is an unnerving thing. He quoted Lindsey Graham. Now, I'll tell you what, Laura. If Lindsey Graham doesn't like something, I know it's good. Go ahead, Laura.
Right. Yeah. I think if there's any budding authors out there, I think a good book would be The Treason of John McCain, an expose. Right from the USS Forrestal, where he caused the deaths of all those sailors. In the latest book, Phil Turney's book, Erasing the Liberty, he's even been on the cover-up of the USS Liberty. I'm telling you, it'd be a great book. Somebody needs to write that.
Oh, and Laura, oh, you're so on the, you know, apropos with your comment. Who is the man who will finally open the correct Naval Board of Investigation or Review on what really happened on June 8th, 1967. That was my birthday, by the way. I was 19 years old that day. What happened on that day? That's why I always remember the date so accurately. My gosh, you know, that has yet to be done. The truth to be told about the USS Liberty. Who's the guy who's got the right stuff? We can use other more colorful terms, but family show, we'll just call it the right stuff. Donald Trump, he's got to write stuff to say, let's find out what really happened. Use Michael Rivero's term, what really happened on June 8th, 1967? What really happened on September 11th, 2001? Go ahead, Laura.
Plus, this year is perfect because it's the 50th anniversary.
Yes, that's right.
So people need to get that book, Erasing the Liberty. You can go to erasingtheliberty.com. Phil Turney.
Phil Turney. Okay.
Yeah.
My husband's
in that book, too.
Yeah, and the other book you want to get, Phil Turney's got a book, What I Saw That Day.
Right.
And that's, so, I don't have Erasing, what's it called, Erasing?
Erasing the Liberty.
Erasing
it's
the
about
Liberty.
The whole cover-up about it.
Okay.
And McCain's in it.
Okay.
Also,
well, John McCain's,
last thing I wanted to say.
Yeah.
Pardon?
Well, John McCain's
last thing
father,
I wanted to say was, I want to say thank you to Pistachio Girl getting fired from the Philadelphia Phillies. She did such a good job. Somebody needs to interview her. You know, she got fired because she was a white nationalist.
Yeah, I saw the segment on that. Yeah. Here,
yes,
Laura.
Yes, Mercanish did the interview with her. She did an excellent job. She said, hey, I just don't want to be a minority in my own country.
Well, thank you, Laura, in Michigan, for, you know, helping the Trump train to victory. And, you know, and the Jill Stein, that whole charade of the Jill Stein recount. Well, not a charade. That was a real threat. The Jill Stein stunt threat. The recount, of course, died there in Michigan with that being stopped. So thank you.
Yeah.
We got some music, Laura. So we'll thanks, Will. We'll see you down the track later. Thanks, Laura. Come on back after the break, folks.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Hard to be. Hey.
back, folks. And better times I fled. We are back, and George in Maryland is with us.
For sure. Hey, James.
Yes, sir.
Great callers today.
Yes.
I have a comment about the Michael Hill articles. Maybe we'll come back to them someday. Yep. There's quite a few of them, and a recurring theme in all of his articles is opportunity, opportunity, opportunity.
Yes.
And he keeps beating it into us, and I want to scream it out on the air. This is not only the best opportunity, it's the opportunity.
Yes.
So calculate just how many seconds or minutes or weeks or days or however long Trump will be in power. We have a responsibility to do two things. One is to make his agenda go as far as it can. I mean, everything he's going to do is going to be beneficial to us in the long run. I'll get lots of flack on that, but I think it's true. But more importantly, all of us who've been behind the scenes and underground and doing hard things for 40 or 50 years, now is the time. For the very first time, we are not – at the top of Trump's agenda is not all white patriots are enemies of the state. It sure is that way with Barack. It was that way with Bush and Clinton. You know, we've been marked people for 28 years. We've had very, very little wiggle room. It's highly unlikely. And he's not going to do it. He has a different agenda. We need to make hay now. I know you yes. understand that. I'll probably never sleep again knowing the people I know within the movement and those of us. And we've had success and a lot of failure. But now is the good time to get it done because we're not going to get a second opportunity.
Yes. And, you know, that one of the themes in the election, folks, that Donald Trump mentioned, we certainly cannot rest on our oars, folks, because as Donald Trump mentioned, this election is the last chance. That sounded pretty scary. It sounded like alarmist, not to George and I, it sounded like alarmist talk to some people. Of course there will be more elections. They have plenty of elections. We have an election every 4 years. No, Trump knew what was happening here. And by the way, this is another evidence that he really understands our point of view, our patriot point of view. He was recognizing that, there'll be lots of elections for the – if America is overrun with third world people – they're all going to have elections the elections from here to the end of time. They'll have elections. They will have taken our country. So what did he mean when he said this is the last election? Think about that, folks. Think of the implication of what he was saying. The last election for whom? What was he talking about? He was making a very – he was stating something. He was telling white America something very, very clear without saying it just down to the last detail. To the very limits that he could get away with saying, he said, this is our last chance. Because what will happen 4 years from now with 20 more million third worlders in our country, it'll be beyond political reach. We got one more break for folks before our last hour. Stay tuned. We'll be with you.
How you doing? It's Jimmy here from Zipa. Today I wanted to tell you about my efforts to achieve global elimination of snoring. It all starts with respect. Respect for yourself and respect for others. Listen, you think you're being a nice guy or a nice girl by letting a guy or girl next to you sleep and snore every night. It's the ultimate disrespect to have that happen. You wake that person up and you tell them, go to Zipa.com now. Z-Y-P-P-A-H. com. We're not going to tolerate this, all right? Snoring is not okay. Someone next to you is snoring, you tell them to buy a Zipa. Z-Y-P-P-A-H Com. I know that you listen to these snoring things and you're thinking, well, it don't apply to me. I don't have these problems. A lot of people are in denial, but it's true. Listen, if you're snoring, you gotta stop it. What you gotta do is get this fixed. Get a Zyppa and change your life. ZYPPAH.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.